This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, first of all, I think we need to acknowledge that, you know, it almost started as a bit of a joke, the whole YOLO thing. You know, you see it on Instagram and Twitter, they hashtag it, I did this or I'm about to do this, oh, YOLO, I only live once, It's kind of a bit of a cool kind of, it's almost just a bit of a catchphrase. Some people are saying it's a battle cry of a generation. Not so sure whether that's true or not, but there has been a really negative connotation associated with it. Like, I'll take drugs, you only live once, whatever, But I agree with you. I think it can be really great. We can really turn it into a good thing. You know, you only live once, so don't let it go to waste. And you only live once, so make good choices. So that's where the slant, I'd like to look at it as you would as well. And I think we can really, with teenagers, that there's a lot of information out there negative about the bad choices that teenagers make, but there's plenty of great kids that you never hear about that make great choices. The wonderful thing about teenagers is that their brains are in a process of development. Partly that means that they haven't completely connected the choices with the consequences. So we, as parents, we need to nurture that. But the good side of that is that they will try things. I don't know if you've ever seen, young people learn to ski. They'll just go for it. You know, I remember as a teenager, I would just ski straight down the mountain. Now I'm so cautious, there's a really good side to being young, that they will try things. And I think as parents, we can really nurture that in the kids. Like, give them a chance, encourage them, go, why not? Give it a go. You know, hold that whole fear of failure thing. We need to help young people overcome that. And so let's look at this YOLO thing in a much more positive way, I think, Laura.
Yeah, well, you can definitely see how there's opportunity to make the right choice with that moment as opposed to the wrong one. Like, I've seen it at a lot of music festivals recently. They're selling the YOLO T-shirts, but the idea is you only live once, yet let's use our life to make an impact, yet let's use our life to really make positive choices as opposed to the alternative. So I think we definitely can see a positive change in this.
Yeah, and also the other thing, that there's a lot of negative connotations around teenagers. You know, I think it's really time to take a stand against this total negative expectation that there's lots of great kids, and also as parents not to fear them trying new things. You know, I thought I'd sort of share a little bit of the story of my youngest son. You know, he's 15 and he loves to make movies. Now, nobody has told that kid that you can't do it. So we just go for it, buddy, try it. So, you know, in recent years, he won a prize in Junior Trot Fest, and then the following year he came second in Junior Trot Fest. He's won another competition for a documentary. Now, it's not so much the prizes that matter, it's the fact that he's given it a go. On the weekend, he had the opportunity to be the main camera at the C3 Presence Conference with, 6,500 people there. There's this young man, running the camera section. I think it's because nobody's told him he can't do it.
Yeah.
And he's prepared to just try things and be creative. And that's the thing we want to encourage, proud mum moment. But not so much that. I think all young people are capable of just giving things a go. And so don't tell them they can't do it. Try and start instilling them. Come on, guys. You only live once. Why not give it a go? If it doesn't work out, it doesn't matter. And I mean that in a, positive thing. You've been thinking of trying piano. You've been thinking of, trying a certain sport. Look, if you're not good at it, it doesn't matter. You've given it a go. You learn in that process. You learn what you're good at. There's so many great things that can come out of that sense of adventure and bravery and trying new things, Laura. I'm totally with you. I think we want to encourage a generation, a battle private generation that makes right choices, not bad ones.
Indeed, Wendy. Well, we do only live once, so thank you very much for inspiring us tonight, and we'll take that on board and catch up with you next week.
Okay, Laura, thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.